You're listening to SBS News.
It's the deadliest school attack since the devastating events at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in 2012. A mass shooting at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, just before midday Tuesday local time. U.S. President Joe Biden has addressed the nation.
Our prayer tonight was those parents lying in bed and trying to figure out, will I be able to sleep again? What do I say to my other children? What happens tomorrow? May God bless the loss of innocent life on this sad day. And may the Lord be near the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit, because they're going to need a lot of help and a lot of our prayers.
Texas State Governor Greg Abbott has identified the suspected shooter as an 18-year-old local man who authorities believe acted alone.
What happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy that cannot be tolerated in the state of Texas. And there is swift action being taken by local law enforcement as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety. They obviously now know who the shooter was, and he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
Uvalde Superintendent Dr. Hal Harrell says his team will be providing support to all those affected in the community by the shooting.
Beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m., we will have grief counseling and support at the Civic Center for our students, our staff, community members, anybody that needs to come at that time. And we may be there more than one day, may be there several days. Our Robb staff will meet at 8 a.m. At the Civic Center as well. We'll begin with visiting with them and seeing what those needs are. School will be closed. The school year's done.
This is the 27th school shooting in the United States this year that has resulted in injuries and or death. Professor Ron Arvey Astor is a professor at UCLA's School of Public Affairs and Grad School of Education, with extensive research in gun violence at schools. He believes the pandemic has exacerbated an already dangerous trajectory of mass shootings in the country.
You have the right combination of severe isolation, those who were having suicidal and homicidal thoughts, had a lot of time, conspiracy theories out and about coming from the highest political seats in the country, but now just not in a little segregated area, but spread into large proportions of the population. Many of us were concerned during the pandemic that that combination would be very explosive when put together. And I'm sorry to say, but it's looking like it's happening.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the country's hearts break for the families every time an incident like this occurs.
Enough is enough. As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action and understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy to ensure something like this never happens again.
But the U.S. Congress's Second Amendment, which gives all citizens the right to bear arms, continues to be a major stumbling block in tackling gun control. Professor Astor believes that while the issue is often politicized at a federal level, much more can be done in the community.
It's only after a shooting where we have these speeches and other kind, and we need to really be looking at prevention, not just mental health, not just SEL. Those are really, really important. But we need to hear what the kids are saying, because they're kind of the rumbling before the earthquake in my mind. They know what's happening in their schools and in their communities. The parents in the communities know it. So if we could release that energy to do some prevention so that people know that actually their interventions will be supportive and helpful and save lives, I think there's a lot we could do in that space.
Figures from the Small Arms Survey in Switzerland show the U.S. far outstrips any other country in civilian gun ownership. President Joe Biden says it's time to stand up to the gun manufacturing industry.
The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons is just wrong. What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake? It's just sick. And the gun manufacturers have spent two decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which make them the most and largest profit. For God's sake, we have to have the courage to stand up to the industry.
Professor Astor believes violence prevention starts with education.
What we see in schools where the social relationships become better and the climate is stronger and they have social emotional programming and the climate gets better is there's actually a very big reduction in weapons, believe it or not, in those schools. As you get a principal in a school that has a different philosophy of what kind of world we want to create, what kind of kids we want to be, the more of that you have, then you start seeing systematically over large numbers of schools, fewer kids join gangs, less kids bring knives, fewer kids bring guns over time, take less drugs. And we're talking about very big magnitudes, like 50%, 70% lower in some of these schools that have been able to shift the climate.
In the United States' turbulent and divided political climate, the outlook is grim when it comes to the likeliness of a change in attitudes towards gun violence. Despite polls finding that most Americans are in favor of some sort of gun law reforms, successive U.S. administrations have been powerless to pass legislation. President Biden says,
it's time for those who obstruct or delay or block the common sense gun laws. We need to let you know that we will not forget. We can do so much more. We have to do more.
Brooke Young, SBS News.